And in our gospel, we hear Jesus telling his disciples, "I'm going away and will come back again." And as our Easter season is coming to a close, we see in this admonition that Jesus gives, he's giving them instructions about what it means that he's going away and what he is going to be doing in the meantime. He's preparing a dwelling. He's saying, if you follow my commandments, you will have a dwelling with me and the Father. And in the meantime, while you wait for my coming, I'm going to send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, into your lives and into your midst, so that the Holy Spirit can animate you and be with you. In the opening prayer for Mass, we pray that we may keep alive in our hearts the honor of the risen Lord. And how do we keep alive in our hearts the honor of the risen Lord? That's the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that the Holy Spirit guides us and leads us to the Lord and guides us and leads us to that dwelling place in heaven. And in our daily lives, in every moment, the Lord is leading us through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Advocate who's given to us. And Jesus says that the Holy Spirit is given to us to give us peace. Peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. And the Holy Spirit is given as well to deepen our faith in the Lord, to know of his presence abiding in us. This Holy Spirit that I, as a priest, call upon during the Mass to sanctify and to make holy the bread and wine, the Holy Spirit that has breathed over the waters in creation, dwells in each of us so that we can keep alive in our hearts the honor of the risen Lord, to do so in our prayer, to do so in our daily interactions, to do so in such a way that God comes alive in us. Jesus, in telling the disciples, "I am going away and will come back again," leaves them with a promise that he is always going to be with us through the gift of the Holy Spirit, so that when he does come back again, we are ready for him and we're ready to enter into that dwelling place. And in the next couple weeks of Easter, as we celebrate the ascension of the Lord, his rising into heaven for our sake, and the gift of Pentecost, the breathing of the Holy Spirit into the life of the church, may we ask the Lord to reveal the Holy Spirit alive in us as well, that the Holy Spirit might come more and more to us so that we can keep honoring the risen Lord each day. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.